Welcome back.
Ooh, what is that? That's, did you hear the music this time?
I didn't, but that's okay. I don't care. I heard the music from Bloodland.
Pinoy boys sometimes on their own show, they say, did you hear the music? I didn't hear the music.
Do you think he's using like, it's only he need?
Yes, I think right now he's like, it's only I need.
Yeah. It's only I need.
Anyway, welcome back to DingTheBell.com.
Yeah, welcome back. I'm the bell, but guys, like Ding the Bell, is that only you need?
Yes, Ding the Bell, it's only you need. Anyway, welcome back to Ding the Bell. I am Ding.
I'm the bell.
I just said that again.
I know, weird. So I die.
And we don't use a bell because we're in a public location, yeah. And I don't want to like be and then make a scene.
Yeah, this time radio, this show, some radio. This radio. This show is kind of leading from the last show, right?
Yes.
Kind of like
we're talking about college years.
Uh-huh, college while and, while the bell.
Yes, and we're gonna talk about some of the stuff that we did in college. I don't quite remember. I think my college life was kind of boring, but Ding, I mean, DeBell is gonna tell a little bit about my college life and see what kind of stuff that she remember I did.
Okay, Ding was very famous as a great singer already.
Really?
Yeah, at the university, everybody knew. Music people, we have so many music major, so that's enough. And international student, they knew.
How did you know music major people?
Excuse me, I was in choir too.
Oh, you were?
After
you... Were we together?
Huh?
Were we ever
no.
sing together?
I joined after you left.
Oh, okay.
But, you know, I was there already in college. So okay. I went to listen. That's why we met in New York. Remember Carnegie Hall? You went there.
Yes.
I didn't get into the Carnegie Hall, right. But I went to New York to see.
Yes.
And my friend Saori was there, remember? Yeah. Anyway.
Is she back to Japan or she's
no,
still
she's
Boston?
In Boston. No. She moved to Louisiana.
Oh, okay.
Expecting second child.
Wow.
She's
not listening.
I don't think so. Okay. Her husband is composer, professor.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
I don't think
she listens.
So what did I do?
Ding was kind of famous about like, you know, good singer already, and to me, my image of a Ding, I don't know why left side is louder than right.
Because your right side's falling out. her right headphones falling out. Oh jeez.
Well, as soon as I knew you, you were with Javelin.
That's okay. Okay, Javelin was the... she forgot, she just said it. But anyway, she was the girl that I dated in school.
Yeah,
in
so you were, you know, you were with the Malaysian group a lot.
Yeah.
And
so this is before we were dating?
Yeah, before... no, we never date.
I know, but Javelin and I.
Yeah, well, yeah, kind of. Okay. Then... because of Javelin was a roommate of Miki, a Japanese friend.
Oh, that's right.
Then David, her, current husband or whatever.
Right.
So I knew Ding through them, the Malaysian group. At the time, we just say hi. We were not really hanging out. So
okay. That's interesting to hear your perspective.
Yeah. And then, and you were with Javelin, and of course, I had to stay away, right? But, you know, I knew you were...
So did you... Was I already... What caught your attention? My singing?
Yeah, definitely singing. And also, you were really good at the design for the makeup and all kind of stuff, too. Well, at the time, probably I didn't know because I was not really deeply new. I didn't know you much.
Right.
I just knew through, Jeffrey because she was so into you.
Was she?
Yeah, because you were her boyfriend.
Okay.
Yeah, so anyway, so then I had no doubt that you were gay at the time.
No, you didn't know.
I didn't know. No, I had no doubt. I had no doubt that you
had no idea.
Well, I never doubted myself that you were gay. Right?
What? Did you mean? meaning you know that I'm gay for
no,
sure?
No, I didn't know.
Oh, okay. So
yeah, I did not know.
You said that wrong. You have no doubt means you know for sure that I'm gay. So you
wasn't gay.
You never doubted that I was gay.
Yeah, I never doubted that you were gay.
Okay.
I had no clue.
Yes.
I thought you were totally straight.
Did you never even suspect a little bit?
No.
Even before I was dating Javelin?
Not at all.
I'm the same before and now though. You know?
But here's the thing. In Asia, boys are kind of feminine too. But you never do
I think so, yeah.
yeah, like you didn't do any feminine
thing. But
it's,
it's not like ultra macho. Like, yeah. Like American always like...
Exactly. You know? So I never, you know, really, you know, even... I didn't even think about... I didn't.
What about Henry?
Kind of, I suspect that. Everybody talk about him already.
Okay.
Even me and Ayana, we were talking to.
That's interesting.
Like...
But not me, though?
Yeah, do you know that... Do you think he is?
Oh, but I thought you guys always in school always suspect that because we are both roommates and people thought that we were together.
Yeah, but we weren't sure that if you were gay. Yeah, but I knew Henry, kind of. He was, because, you know, he was obvious, you
yes,
know.
He's very comfortable and with himself.
Yeah, we were always sitting at the union, the cafeteria mm-hmm. there. So we were just kind of people watch. So every time Henry passed by, we were like, hey, Henry, I think he is. Like, yeah, he is. But whenever you passed by, I just didn't think about it. And I was like, hey, that's it. That's the only we thought.
I don't remember when I met you the first time.
I really forgot, too. But I think I met you through Jeffrey.
Okay.
Yeah, like with the Malaysian thing. Like, hi, that's it. Like, how are you? You didn't really talk to me much because you had your own... Like,
Malaysian group?
Exactly. After you kind of started breaking up with Javelin, I don't know how we got into so close. I asked you if I can sing with you for the culture night.
Yeah, okay, so I think maybe it's because I always perform at the culture night.
Yes.
I always sing at the culture night.
Yes, so. And I want to sing with you, and I ask you, and your singing teacher too, if yeah. I can sing with you.
Yeah.
And she heard me, and oh yeah, I'll be okay to sing with you.
Right.
Yeah.
Did you ask Evelyn?
No.
Me, you asked me.
I asked you. I said,
this is after we broke up.
Exactly. I said, can I sing with you? Yeah. And then you're like, sure, you know. And I said, let me ask my singing teacher, whatever. Because, yeah. like, you know, she wanted to make sure that she can help us.
Right.
It was fun. And we started, like, singing together, kind of dance practice. And that's how we got very...
That's the international king and queen.
Yeah. No. It wasn't king and queen. It was culture night. Because I was not in pageant.
No. We were only performing International King and Queen.
Oh, was it?
Yes, because we never perform at Cultural Night together. We only perform at the International King and Queen.
And I wore
a white dress. I found a photo.
My face looks so chubby. But like body is not so fat. Did you see that?
It's just the hair.
No balance.
You should have a bigger hair.
You know what happened to me after that?
What?
You know, right after I performed,
yeah.
I got a call from one of the Saudi Arabian students, and he invited me to go his place.
Uh-huh.
And he got so excited with my dress.
Oh my God.
The way I look.
Uh-huh.
And he wanted to do stuff.
Hamna.
And then, like, I said, you gotta be kidding me. Like, he said, well, I want to be your friend. I want to invite you for the dinner. Dinner means whatever. But
yeah.
At the time, I was still kind of like, you know, not so much, you know, not wild out or whatever.
Right.
So I was like, sure, let's do that, right? Mm-hmm. Just a dinner. I wasn't interested in him at all. He wasn't cute at all.
So he wasn't cute?
He wasn't. Well, not ugly, but he
not
wasn't
your type.
Arabic looking, regular. So I was like, okay, whatever. Went there, and then he wanted more. I was like, you got to be kidding me. I said, you need to just stay away from me. Then I was so upset, and I slammed the door. I still remember. I was like, psh, just slammed the door, left the door. I just still remember that.
Wow.
Anyway, so me, you know, that means I look good with yes. that dress. Anyway, so then...
Do you still have that dress?
No, I don't. I left my ex-boyfriend.
Oh.
And I lost... I mean,
he probably wears it.
That's so bad. What did he listen? What a heinous!
I don't know who you're talking about. You have so many ex-boyfriends.
Well, only specific. He might listen.
No, I'm not talking about him.
But I left his house.
I don't know which one. You had so many boyfriends.
I don't have so many boyfriends. Whatever.
Yeah, more than one boyfriend in college.
I don't call others as a boyfriend. But anyway, so as I, well, that's how.
So loud.
I know. When we started kind of, you know, practicing together, and you had to tell me that you were gay, right? You remember that? Because knew that I was interested in you.
That I know because you gave me a Valentine's Day card.
Scared you?
It didn't scare me. It
oh
just,
my God.
Because what scared me was I don't want to get another person involved like I did with Javelin.
Yeah. But Javelin was mine. right?
She was mad. Because, you know, I don't blame her because she didn't understand why I left.
And then she was mad at me.
Yeah, too. Because we were so close.
And then I was friend with her too. Yeah.
She thought that I you stole me. But we were not. Like we were just like
exactly.
Girlfriends.
Yeah. You remember at the time like My Best Friend Wedding movie came out? Oh no, My Object of My Affection, the Jennifer
Aniston.
Jennifer yeah. Aniston and then
Paul Rudd.
Whatever.
The one from Overland Park?
Oh yeah, he's from here, right? Yeah. Oh my gosh, it's so cute. Anyway, yeah. I just love the movie anyway. Oh, so good time.
So,
she was upset because she thought that I stole you
right.
from her.
But I cannot explain to her at that time because, you know, I just now was coming out and I wasn't that comfortable yet. Uh-huh. You know, I'm just discovering. It's actually through her that I found out that, oh my gosh, I realized that the idea of dating that I have in my head and the actual dating for like a straight couple are completely different from me. Because I thought, oh, I like her, I enjoy doing stuff with her, that's good. But there's no attraction, there's no sexual attraction. So I didn't know about that. But then through her, good Lord, Jesus. And then through her, I start to find out that, you know, it needs to have... Let me wait for the blender to finish.
Did it help me?
No. And so I just need to have... like real physical attraction, so that's kind of made me realize.
And you know, at the time, like right after you broke up on her, and then suddenly you became cuter and cuter and cuter because you got so comfortable.
Yeah.
And you found who
really?
You are. Yes, you look, you are already kind of who you are. But even hairstyle changed. Like you already had a kind of longer like hair.
Yeah.
Yeah, like black, and it just t-shirt and just a kind of whatever that is. But as soon as you came out. You were more like stylish, like your hair looked a little different. You, I think because you were so comfortable yourself, like found you are.
I was so happy.
Yes, yeah, like, so like smile was bigger and you know, and you were losing weight, trying to lose weight for the cruise,
yeah,
for the
yeah,
audition
yeah,
and
yeah,
stuff
yeah,
too.
Yeah.
And I remember because I was there every single like a recording. Because like you
yeah,
know
yeah, yeah.
at the even
you
like recital
the...
hall yeah
and did you we would you she, remember we used to go work out together too did
yes we?
We
did because you were so
I was so good oh my God.
Yeah and you were eating so
ladies
less.
And gentlemen let me tell you how much I weigh I was at my thinnest I was 150 pounds
you were so thin I don't know why you didn't get into the cruise ship so well that's their loss because like, you could be mega yeah. famous
in fact my husband. Always worried that oh my gosh what if you were you know singing on the cruise I wouldn't have met you
yeah and, yeah your life would be really different
yeah
but anyway so that's why that's just
I'll probably be a biggest bitch and whore
probably so I'm so glad you were you know with current husband
mm-hmm, me too
yeah but anyway so that's you how I look at you like very and you were straight A student
yeah I was pretty good
and you were like I was so impressed like how like when did you study because you were so busy choir
I was always doing other things
doing
too.
Something right and design and whatever everything but you were and you were working at the computer lab too remember
that's
you
right.
always peeled orange to me and then like I just went there to see you because I even though after I knew that you were gay mm-hmm. I still liked you so much because like you were my favorite person entire college
aww.
You know I mean because you're not gonna hurt my feelings
did you tell other people about me.
What do you mean?
Like your other friends?
Oh yeah, I'm like when I was liking you.
Yeah.
Ayana knew it.
Okay.
Yeah, but you know, then I told her like you're gay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway, what was her reaction?
I think she didn't. She wasn't surprised.
Uh-huh.
Like, oh okay. Well, too bad. That's it. But I mean, you know, American. I mean, all like a level. 1354.
Okay, good.
Like all like you know American guys that I was kind of with, you know, or whatever when I was right. wild and stuff. So they were like. They were freaking, like, you know, jerks.
I remember you told me one time that you have never found any Asian guy that you found attractive before. Attractive before.
Oh, actually, I kind of lied to you.
Right. Well, okay, tell me the truth.
There is one guy
uh-huh.
before you.
In school?
No.
In college or what?
No,
like
no, no.
Japan?
When in Japan, yes. I was at international college.
Uh-huh.
That's where I met Ayano and Hiromi. Oh my god, there was a guy. He's an administrative guy. And I told you before, he somehow he speaks fluent in English.
You're such a potato queen.
Like, no accent. No accent at all. And good looking.
I want to see.
Oh,
he
my gosh.
Maybe he's gay too.
No, no, no. And he got married with an Australian girl.
Oh.
Very beautiful. So I think he's living in Sydney right now.
Cool, cool.
So anyway, so I want to see him because every time he's there, I went there on purpose. I said, you know, his name is Mr. Hirokawa. So Hirokawa, Mr. Hirokawa-san, how can I, you know, become a, like, an English speaker like you are? And he's like, well, you have to study. The very cool guy, you know, like kind of stuck up a little bit. But oh my gosh, Okay,
so he's the first like Asian guy that you actually like found attractive.
Yeah, well, I of course when I was in school, so kind of cute, but not like seriously. I really like as a man, you know. Oh my gosh, but yeah, I was just like 18, 19, well, 19 or whatever. So then after that, you were the first one
in college.
I found that
I was like, interesting, but. Like, I don't remember when I was in school. I don't remember. I don't think I did anything wild at all. I probably, if I could.
But you didn't.
Like, I didn't do anything wild. I don't drink. I don't smoke. And I didn't really come out until much later.
Did you come for the international party? Like, ISO party?
Never.
Never, right?
Yeah.
I never seen you because I was always there.
I was like, if I don't drink.
Had to work for it.
I just don't find any fun going to like a party that everybody drinks.
Yeah, like, you know, all Asian student or like international student was having a house party. I never seen you there. And I saw some American student. That's how I met all jerks.
I only go to parties where there's real food.
Ah, I see.
You know, like we get together and we cook and
maybe eat. I saw you at the like Christian like free food, some international. Or you did?
No,
you
I don't think I did.
Okay. And you remember one day you took me to Malaysian ladies'
house? Yes, yes, I remember we
I
walked
still have
there.
The photo.
Oh.
Yeah. And then it was really good food. Is she still there?
I don't know. I don't think so.
Anyway. Genevieve.
Oh my gosh, you remember Genevieve?
Genevieve was a Union Station.
She
coffee.
Liked singing too. Yeah.
Genevieve.
What is it called? Like some train name, right?
Huh?
The coffee place is like some Union train name.
No,
it's the name of
Union Station.
Union Station? Oh, okay.
That's Union Station. Now that they have the Apple store there.
Oh, like they did before then too?
Yeah, they still have Apple store. Yeah. Still there.
The Apple retail.
Yeah, yeah.
So
oh.
It's kind of fun, right? And then Union, remember it's next to the bookstore.
Yeah.
And some lockers.
Uh-huh, yes.
Because Henry used to have his locker over there.
I miss Henry. I really want to see Henry soon. You know, maybe we should all go to San Francisco as well.
It's so expensive.
Oh, he can come here then.
Right. Well,
oh, my friend Hiromi might come over in April. She might drive.
From?
From San Francisco.
Drive from San Francisco?
Yeah, 3 days.
Crazy.
Well, but it's $700 to fly here. Round trip. So she said, I will go ahead and drive.
Why is it so expensive?
I don't know.
Maybe you should just have to find discount airlines.
Well, she tried to find the cheapest because she's a pilot.
Oh.
So she tried to find it, but like to Kansas City.
Why can't she just fly here herself?
No, because she doesn't own the aircraft.
But she can rent it.
But that's very expensive. That then it's much cheaper to drive. So I said, okay, well, I'll see you in Kansas City. So if she comes, we have to hang out.
Okay, okay. What time is it?
18 minutes.
Okay, that's good.
Yeah.
Anything else that you want to tell people or you want to ask me when I was in college?
Remember about the sushi I brought to you?
I remember that for my birthday.
Yeah, we had a fun. You were working at the night shift, right?
Yes.
Until midnight?
I worked and I did so many things. I don't think I can do it today
like
anymore.
Like what? When was it?
I was taking like 18 hours class and...
Working. It was
15,
like,
18, sometimes 20 hours.
So like 24 hours, right? The lab was open all
Yeah, the lab
night.
Opened 24 hours.
So you work until like 1 or 2?
I work from midnight until 7 o'clock in the next morning.
And you slept... 7 to like whatever the time.
Yeah, usually I have classes at 2, so I only sleep a little while, like, you know, until noon.
And you are a student, like a straight A, 4 years?
No, I have a few B's. I think I have 2 or 3 B's.
But what was your GPA? Like 3 point something?
3.8 something.
That's why you are on the like whatever the international apakapakapakapa. You were on the apakapabar.
Apakapabar. Pi kappa phi. Yeah.
International society.
Yes. Pi kappa phi.
Oh, I couldn't get in.
I don't remember. I think my GPA was like 3.875 or something like that.
Very high.
I think I had like two or three B's. I don't remember.
I can't believe it. I'm like, you know, well, as you know, I was a party go-go girl. So, of course, my GPA showed. But still, I had enough to come back for the graduate assistantship.
And then you party some more.
Yeah, but you know, my GPA just moved up a little more.
So when you were in graduate school, did you party as much?
I partied a lot.
More so than you were in undergraduate, or about the same?
Maybe less.
Less?
But you know, this time I had a more specific friend hang out. So this is a little different type of party. But I studied too.
Did you feel like the friends that you hung out with were healthy for you? Because you always have like problematic friends.
I don't know right now, because like I really don't talk any of them who I was hanging out when I was a master.
What is that?
I had some friend who I always hung out, right? In a master degree.
Oh, you don't talk to them anymore?
Don't talk to them anymore, so...
Well, that's fine though, you know, people change.
Yeah, I mean, college, you know, people move on. And,
yeah.
And I'm trying to contact with them, like send text message, send an email, but call, never reply. So I'm like, you know, okay, that's fine. It hurt me before, but I thought like, well, you know, what time... I'm married now, and
I remember the friends that I hung out with, many of them went back to Malaysia.
Yeah, me too. My Japanese friends are back, including Ayanon and
everybody.
Yeah. All like the different states, like New York, like Louisiana. I can't really see them, but I'm talking to one in Boston very frequently because she's got a same cell phone company.
Oh, okay.
So we can just talk free.
Right.
Yeah, but she's going back to Japan probably.
For good or visit?
For good.
Oh. See, yeah, they're like,
that
for
sucks,
many of my
man.
Friends went back. Plus, I didn't really hang out with, what, 20 already? Oh my gosh. Maybe we should talk about
22,
friends.
20. Yeah.
Talk about friends.
For the
after
next
this,
show.
For the next show. Okay. Well,
thanks
for listening.
Yes.
Thank you for listening to Things About Zwart Kuan.
Yes.
And thank you for coming back to Things About Zwart Kuan.
I'm so glad now.
Enjoying, I thank Zwart for coming back to Things About, because I really like these kids. That's so
hey,
crazy.
Joanna Ding said you are about to die.
Oh, he's crazy. I'm not about to die. He's crazy.
Okay, thank you, Joanna.
Things about Zwart Kuan. Leave your comments, and you can also leave the write the email to Things about Gmail Zwart Kuan. And okay, thank you, please. Bye.
Bye. Ding ding ba ding.